Saturday, May 16, 2009, was a special day for the Diocese of Wilmington when hundreds of people gathered at the Cathedral of St. Peter to witness the ordination to the priesthood of Father Ndongiset Etem and Father Carlos Ochoa. Bishop Francis Mulloly began the Mass with a special greeting.
Good morning. Buenos dias. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And also with you.
This is a joyful day in the Diocese of Wilmington, probably also in Nigeria and Mexico. A lot of people are rejoicing. Many are here, and many are there praying with Ndongiset and Carlos as we ask God through the laying on of hands to welcome them into the priesthood. A very special day. I know Bishop Saltarelli and I are delighted to be here. For a bishop, it's the most important day of the year. And so it's my most important day since I came here last September 8th. Let us begin this Mass, as always, spending a moment preparing ourselves, calling to mind our sinfulness, our human frailty, asking once again for God's gift of forgiveness.
After the readings and the proclamation of the gospel, Deacon John McVoy called forward those to be ordained, and Father Joseph Kikuchi, director of the Office of Priestly and Religious Vocations for the diocese, asked Bishop Mulloly to ordain Deacons Etem and Ochoa to the priesthood.
Those to be ordained priests, come forward. Ndongiset Augustine Etem. Luis Carlos Ochoa Tello.
Most Reverend Father, Holy Mother Church asks you to ordain these, our brothers, to the responsibility of the priesthood.
Do you know them to be worthy?
After inquiry among the Christian people and upon the recommendation of those responsible, I testify that they have been found worthy.
Relying on the help of the Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ, we choose these, our brothers, for the order of the priesthood.
Thanks be to God.
Sounds like you all agree with me. Very seldom does that happen to the local bishop. But we have good reason today to be united. On behalf of the Church of Wilmington and my predecessor and good friend, Bishop Michael Saltarelli, I want to begin by thanking Augustine and Elizabeth, the parents of Ndongiset, along with Miguel and Maria, the parents of Carlos, for bringing their sons to life in Christ through baptism. It is in baptism that the seeds of the priestly vocation are first planted. My dear parents, you are an important part of God's mysterious call, and I want to recognize that from the start. I would also like to thank those members of Ndongiset and Carlos families who helped nurture their priestly vocations over the years, those here present and those at home in Nigeria and Mexico. May God's peace be with all of you. La paz del Señor esté siempre con ustedes. And I say a word to the camera because people will be watching this ordination in Nigeria and in Mexico in the months to come. And we welcome your continued prayerful support for these two young men. This celebration reminds us of the universality and diversity of the Catholic Church. Catholic itself means universal, all embracing. And today we embrace two new priests of Jesus Christ, priests whose vocations were planted on distant shores, in cultures worlds apart, cultures to the eye so different from our own, but bound intimately together by one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Father Ollier, the founder of the Sulpician priest, Father Perez is here from St. Mary's Seminary today representing that seminary. Father Ollier once said that the heart of the priest needs to be as large as the church. As large as the church. Idonga said, in Carlos, your offering of your whole selves challenges every priest, religious, and lay person here today to have a heart on fire for Christ, or as Father Ollier says, a heart as large as the church. In our first reading from Jeremiah, God calls Jeremiah to be a prophet. Jeremiah objects. I know not how to speak. I am too young. But God moves right through Jeremiah's sense of inadequacy and unworthiness. He urges Jeremiah not to focus on his own weakness, but on the power of God. Today we ask that grace for you, too, to focus on the power of God. Your union with the power of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is what will make you the holy and courageous priest that the church needs in the 21st century. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul urges his readers to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. I encourage both of you to always be welcoming, present, available, and joyful. Welcoming, present, available, and joyful. Carlos, you bring an energy and enthusiasm that will draw others to Christ. Idonga said, you model your ministry, as you told me, on Paul's words to the Corinthians. I do all I do with love. That too will draw others to Christ. The gospel is the familiar 15th chapter of St. John. Jesus speaks to his disciples. You are my friends. I have called you friends. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear much fruit. And this is my command. Love one another as I have loved you. In each and every day of your priesthood, you are called to grow in that friendship, especially through prayer, the divine office, and daily Eucharist. Your prayer fine-tunes your pastoral charity. Your pastoral charity expands the depth and breadth of your prayer. Take full advantage of that friendship, that closeness with our Lord. In the divine office for this morning, St. Augustine was quoted. He said, no one can be ready for the next life unless he trains himself for it now. Each day in ministry will be an opportunity to live this life well and to prepare for the next. The Eucharist will be the center of your lives. Your love for the Eucharist as priest will deepen and broaden over time. To move into a deeper relationship with Christ means moving more deeply into the Eucharist. As I mentioned at the Chrism Mass during Holy Week, I was ordained 39 years ago by my uncle, Bishop Austin Murphy. At my first Mass, he told me that a priest is ordained to serve with simplicity, sincerity, and dedication. He must cooperate in allowing the Holy Spirit to change his own inner reality into that of Christ. My uncle reminded me of three things that day, that I needed to be a man of faith, a man of prayer, and a man of love. Today, I challenge you to do the same. And so as we prepare to finish running the race of the year of St. Paul, we pray for both of you, that you may stay close to the risen Lord. We pray that you may be priests with missionary hearts. And as we begin the year of the priest on June 19th, we pray for you, Idonga said, and Carlos, that you may live the priesthood in a spirit of holiness and heroism. May St. John Vianney, the patron saint of priests, inspire you by his example of humble service. May Mary, mother of the true high priest, Jesus Christ, guide you as you work to mold your lives and your ministry in the image of her Son. May God bless you both. We rejoice with you this day. My dear sons, before you enter the order of the priesthood, you must declare before the people your intention to undertake this office. Do you resolve, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to discharge without fail the office of priesthood in the presbyteral rank as worthy fellow workers with the order of bishops in caring for the Lord's flock?
I do.
Do you resolve to exercise the ministry of the word worthily and wisely, preaching the gospel and teaching the Catholic faith?
I do.
Do you resolve to celebrate faithfully and reverently, in accord with the Church's tradition, the mysteries of Christ, especially the sacrifice of the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation, for the glory of God and the sanctification of the Christian people?
I do.
Do you resolve to implore with us God's mercy upon the people entrusted to your care by observing the command to pray without ceasing?
I do.
Do you resolve to be united more closely every day to Christ the High Priest, who offered himself for us to the Father as a pure sacrifice, and with him to consecrate yourselves to God for the salvation of all?
I do, in the name of God.
Vidanga said, do you promise obedience to me and to my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment.
Amen.
Carlos, promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
And may God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment.
Amen.
My dear people, let us pray that God, the all-powerful Father, will pour out abundantly the gifts of heaven on these his servants whom he has chosen for the office of priest.
Those who feel they may have a calling to the priesthood or religious life are invited to contact the Diocese of Wilmington's Office of Religious and Priestly Vocations at 302-573-3113. That's 302-573-3113.